Welcome to day 22 of the FitMind program. All right, here's a new technique today that may prove quite interesting for some people, while entirely baffling for others, but come at it with an open mind and see what happens. We began this program by training the attention muscles in part to be able to perform these types of practices, which require a stable mind. Okay, so assuming a comfortable posture and checking in with the mind. Now taking a few tranquil breaths. And we'll begin meditating today with the eyes open, staring in front of yourself with a soft gaze. In other words, resting your eyes on some point without focusing on any object in particular, and let everything into your peripheral awareness as just colors and shapes. And recognize that everything in your visual field is occurring in your mind, the same space as your thoughts, sounds, sensations, and mental images. To help experience this point, picture a 3-foot-tall pine tree in the visual field in front of you. And depending on your level of concentration, that image might flicker in and out or hardly be visible. But hopefully what you'll notice is that all of this is occurring in the same space, which is to say in your mind. All right, so maintaining a soft gaze in front of yourself again, looking out at the world. And now see if you can locate the one who's looking. And of course, there's no reason to get upset if you can't find the looker, because there's not, in fact, a little human behind your eyes peering out. Even that feeling of being located inside your head is itself supposedly occurring inside your head. If this makes little sense on an intellectual level, the experience of looking and not finding a locus of attention is all that we're primarily interested in this exercise. So again, all at once, direct your attention back at yourself and look for who or what is doing the looking. Just for a brief moment, look for the looker and then direct your attention back out into your visual field and keep repeating this experiment. All right, and now closing your eyes, bringing your attention to all the sounds in your surrounding environment. And all at once, see if you can find the one who is hearing. Where in your mind are those sounds being perceived? And once again, you won't find a hearer of sounds, just sounds themselves appearing in awareness. Going back to hearing sounds now, and repeatedly looking for the one who is hearing. And keeping your eyes closed, let's try this with one more object of attention, focusing now on your thoughts, whatever thoughts are popping into your head right now. And all at once, look for the thinker, the one who is generating the thoughts. And of course, you won't find a thinker of thoughts, just the thoughts popping into awareness. Repeating this again a couple more times, going from observing thoughts to looking for the thinker. All right, so if that was a bit confusing, there's no need to worry. All that we're trying to recognize on an experiential level is that our concept of riding around in our heads as an active looker, hearer, and thinker is a myth, a fact that it's possible to become profoundly aware of with this practice. And the value of recognizing this, as I'll explain in a later session, is that we can train the mind to stop spending so much time protecting and pleasing this constructed image of a self. What results is a more joyful and liberated mind. These so-called glimpse practices can take some time and patience, and often the best results come when the mind gives up on trying to overanalyze and strive for a specific result. While for some the glimpse practices may serve as side dishes at the meditation meal, others may find them so delectable or effective that they choose to order them as the main course, becoming the primary focus and training. And with that said, I'll see you here tomorrow for day 23 of the FitMind program.